Camden. Camden residents are dying a fast death. Billed as the worst, living in hell are families, media reports. But what's getting priority is not priority. And the rumors of the murder rate, is it really 10 times the national average? Kids acquiring illegal weapons and hungry with an appetite for torture. Sick people demonstrate their intentions daily. They duct tape, toss a sheet over community members, and soak gasoline on families of color. They're burnt alive. Burnt alive? The terror that America is producing. From the rooftop, a black sniper with a semi-automatic pecks away at trespassers on their block. Till somebody screams, "That trigger killed my baby, defenseless and strapped in a car seat." Driven by a bloody hysterical parent in a state of shock. The three-year-old dies. Painfully, the mother cries, as the shooter didn't know he murdered his firstborn. Until word slithers back to the perpetrator fronting to be the killer, confused. Cause he actually thinks he's the protector of his hood. A new cry paralyzed the hustler peddling to survive and live with the breaking news for life. Sick people demonstrate their intentions daily as violence extends out to the suburbs. The special enforcement are called to the ghetto now. They charge after a couple of thousand families were terrorized and murdered by black and brown hands, as the white hands were tied up in Iraq, having nothing to do with the psychological burden. The martial law goes into effect to police Camden to St. Louis. The horrible news reached international interest. The feds and other agencies are sent to control the environment and bring order to homes being run by overworked single mothers. Pimped by the system, dead or gone, it's real with no answers to the increasing problem in America and its war on us. Other cities will fall under siege with more terror through drug, money, and death to float this failing economy that's going to drown worse than the people on the Titanic. Sick people through the vacuums of identity demonstrate their intentions daily with airborne viruses that's cancerous and not curable. The thief wants you to believe it's not curable. I'll be censoring my cuss words and just stretch my middle finger to the blue dot to the satellite vote New Orleans residents did not get. Sick people demonstrate daily their intent to close many doors on community programs, forcing children escaping terrorism at home of the violent, surrogate, molesting stepfather's psychological trauma. The system reinforced white supremacy and re-enslaved the mentality. The scar deepens in public schools, colleges, churches, corporations, anything that has paid interest to the sole controllers built by the hands of others. The blueprint remains in the archives, even though it was another's intellectual property. We're paying to be taxed and broke at the same time. There's no come up from the bottom down, the low places of the pit. Undeserved by any of God's creation, the sickness thickens, remember. Satan has a huge band of little devils with a shorter window of time. He cannot alter time but make people sick through. Jazz, blues, gospel, R&B, and hip-hop. Pay attention through jazz, blues, gospel, R&B, and hip-hop. Black Man Preach, spoken word columnist for the BlackCommentator.com.